I'm Edgar B. Herwick III, and this is Boston Public Radio. So it's about to get loud in Somerville's Davis Square. I'm talking brass instruments loud, activist street band loud, honk loud. This weekend, the 7th annual Honk Festival comes to Davis Square. It's a yearly festival that gathers activist street bands who, for about 4 days, are going to bring attention to causes near and dear to their hearts. Yes, but more importantly, they are going to be blasting loud, live music into the skies above Somerville and beyond. If you haven't been to this thing before, you can expect that it's probably going to sound a little something like this. All right, well, that sounds like a party to me. We're going to get the party started right now in studio here. We've got one of the guys who's behind this thing from the beginning, and that's Ken Field. He's an organizer for Honk. He's also a member of one of the bands that you'll be seeing, which is called the Second Line Social Aid and Pleasure Society Brass Band. Ken, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me. Good to be here.
And then also Mike Antares, who comes all the way from Austin, Texas. It's sort of speaking to the scope of this festival is widening. Thanks for coming all the way from Austin to join us.
Well, thanks for having us on, Edgar.
Excellent. So, Ken, I want to start with you, and I want you to tell us a little bit about what Honk is. For people who've never been through Davis Square during this weekend and seen this festival before, what's going to happen?
Well, first of all, let me tell you, this year it's bigger and better than ever. We have over 650 musicians, 34 bands. Honk is a festival that gathers together street bands, activist street bands from all over the world, and they come together and, first of all, they have a great time. They hang out together, they learn from each other, they see what other bands are doing in their own home communities. And the second thing is, they have put on a huge performance for the audiences that come to hear us. It's just an amazing festival.
So where are these performances happening? Are they in bars? Are they on the street? Is it in certain places at certain times? What's the story?
Well, the heart of the festival is in the streets. The bands, one of the things the bands have in common is they generally play in the streets. They play for people at street level, at audience level. There's not so much of a distinction between the bands and the audience. And the heart of the festival in terms of the calendar is Saturday afternoon when all the bands play in Davis Square in Somerville from about noon till 9 p.m. It's all free.
Wow.
There's lots of other events. There's some events in clubs and there's some events in concert halls. And there's a parade on Sunday. All the information's at honkfest.org.
All right, there you go. So Mike, you're all the way down in Texas in one of these
That's right.
Bands. How did you guys hear about Honk? How does this kind of thing get on your radar all the way down there?
Well, I know it was several years ago that the folks who were in Minor Mishap Marching Band at the time connected with a lot of the folks who were up here in Boston and the folks out in Seattle as well. And so, you know, once you kind of realize that there's this entire community of other musicians out there doing what you love to do and can connect with them in a festival environment and learn from each other, I mean, it becomes a necessary act it stays on the radar. It becomes something that you organize the rest of your year around to make sure you can attend. And so six of us drove up in a van. We've got another 17 piled on planes, you know, and are making sure that they can be here this weekend.
Wow. So some of these orchestras are huge, as you're seeing here. I mean, they're literally orchestras. And I want to talk a little bit about the culture of this particular kind of music, because from a musical standpoint, it's pretty varied, right? You hear all kinds of different types of music, but generally, this is a different than being in a rock band. This is different than being in a sort of straight jazz band or what have you. You mentioned, Mike, a community of musicians like what you guys are doing. What is that community like?
Well, these are bands that play, you know, my view, everybody has a slightly different definition of what is a honk band.
Yeah.
But my definition is this is a band that plays for some reason other than just the music or just to make money. This is a group of musicians who play to make a positive impact on their community. They might play for political rallies, might play for social activist reasons. They may play for educational purposes. But these are bands who generally are trying to make a difference in their smaller community, their larger community, the whole world. You know, somehow they're trying to make a difference. And, you know, the opportunity for this festival is for these bands in these very remote locations, in Rome, in the West Coast, in Canada, in Austin, to come together in one place and be able to hang out together, be able to, talk about the issues that are raised by having that kind of goal.
How about for you, Mike? What is the does that track with what you guys are doing?
And I think so, absolutely. I mean, these are bands that are connecting to their communities in some way, as well as the larger musical community of, you know, the kind of traditional acoustic instrumentation, the brash, bold music. You've got a lot of diverse influences. And what I really enjoy about it is the egalitarianism and participatory nature of this. I mean, it's very inclusive. And you get people from a not only a wide range of musical styles, but a wide range of musical backgrounds, from those who are, you know, just learning music or have just kind of the, you know, they were in marching band in school, to folks who are professional full-time musicians. And this is one of the ways that they kind of let loose and have fun.
Yeah. Well, let's listen. I want to listen to a little bit of music, because one of the things I think that strikes me as I look through the list of 30 odd bands that you guys have is there's a whole bunch of different styles, you know. So I want to play a couple of cuts. We'll listen through. Maybe you can talk to me about what we're hearing, and Ken, what you know about these bands and why you may be excited to see them. You mentioned that you have a band coming from Rome. I know we had talked earlier. You're really excited about these guys, are called the Pink Puffers. And let's hear a little bit of their music. This is the Pink Puffers, who are coming all the way from Rome, Italy, to participate in Honk this weekend. Right off the bat, you're like, well, now I know why they call it Honk, right? I know why they call the festival Honk. What is it about this band that caught your eye, Ken?
They have an incredible energy, not only musical energy, but a physical presence. They're visual. They move around. They're really dedicated to playing in streets and playing for their community, and to the Honk kind of ethos. So, and they're great. They're great people. They were here 2 years ago at Honk. 2 years ago, they couldn't make it last year, and we're really thrilled that they're back this year.
Do you know these guys at all? Do you know these guys at all, Mike?
You know, this is one of the bands I'm really looking forward to seeing. Yeah. And this is something I wanted to touch on, is it's great to be up here as a participant and see these other bands that you haven't yet seen or don't get to hear and see on a regular basis. I missed 2 years ago, but it was here last year, so I haven't seen the Pink Puffers yet. I'm really excited to see them. Some of my bandmates have seen them, love them, and say good things. So I'm excited.
Cool. Cool. Do you know when, off the top of your head, Ken, when we can catch these guys? Sometime on Saturday, I'm sure.
They're playing tonight, Friday night, at Johnny D's.
Okay, that's the official sort of kickoff.
That's the kickoff concert, right? Yeah. They're playing Saturday afternoon, and the schedule is posted at honkfest.org.
Perfect. Great.
And they'll be in the parade as well, and then Sanders Sunday night.
Cool. So when you say brass bands, one of the places in America that I think springs to everybody's mind is New Orleans. It certainly does mine.
Yeah.
And they again, sort of different than what we're hearing here, you've got a band that I know, Ken, you were also excited about, the Young Fellas Brass Band, and they're out of New Orleans, and a little bit more of that New Orleans tradition, a little bit more of that sort of jazzy blues kind of feel. Still kind of a party band, though. Let's hear a little bit of that if we can. Alan Mattis, play it for us, please. Groovier, huh, Mike? What's your take on these? Have you seen these guys? These are a little closer to your neck of the woods.
They are, and I have. They've been out at Honk Texas, as well as Honk up here. It's a great bunch of guys, great musician, a lot of fun, high energy, really groovy, you know, really brings that kind of second line style in with a bit of a flair to it, that it's easy to just, you know, fall in a trance and get the groove on listening to these guys.
Yeah, you mentioned the second line style, and that's, you know, Ken, can you tell us a little bit more about what is that second line style? That's a brass band thing.
Yeah, it's a brass band style, and that brass band tradition, there are a couple of different brass band traditions, but that's one of them. The other is, I think we're going to get to, is kind of the Balkan brass band tradition, but the second line tradition originated in New Orleans, and it sort of came out of a combining of certain musical, European musical styles with Caribbean and Haitian and Cuban rhythms.
Yeah.
So what you're hearing from the young fellas is that
yeah.
combination of these kind of syncopated rhythms, this 3-3-2 feel against the 4-4 sort of typical harmonic progression. And that's what a lot of second line music is all about. There's a whole discussion about what the term second line really means, and there are a couple of definitions. But the music has that kind of syncopated groove that's
yeah.
really unique. And actually, as compared to what the Pink Puffers were doing, they're kind of a funk-based band.
Sure.
So that's a little different, but there's funk, there's a crossover between the funk and the second line. And then the Balkan is another thing as well.
So yeah, let's get to the Balkan. I know you have a number of Balkan bands that are going to play. One of them coming from New York City is Viverice,
yeah.
And we've got a little cut of them. Let's hear a little bit of Viverice. You'll hear that different, that Balkan thing right now. You're immediately sort of transported to
yeah.
Eastern Europe, some
yeah.
vague place in Eastern Europe, right? And
yeah.
there's a lot of bands that are in this tradition, and it seems to be something that's growing
yeah.
Among young players here in America, which I find fascinating.
Yeah, no, it's very big, and there are, as you say, a lot of bands coming here that are influenced by this tradition. And I'll say that a lot of the tradition, the Balkan style, has to do with the notes that are chosen. So there's a harmonic minor for the musicians out there, basis for the scale,
yeah.
as opposed to a major scale, which a lot of the other music is based on. So that kind of makes it unique in itself. I think that all this music we've heard is from previous honk festivals. Is that
yeah,
recorded
yeah.
live?
For the most part, it's recorded live from previous honk festivals. So
yeah.
this is exactly what you can expect to hear
yeah.
when you hit the streets of Somerville this weekend, if you choose to. One of the things that I find interesting is the activist street band moniker. And I wonder, does it present particular challenges, Mike, within a band? Or, you know, within a group of bands, when you gather at a festival and you're sort of you've pinned this on yourselves and you say, you know, we're doing this for a reason, for a social cause or whatever. Is that a hard thing to do? Does it turn some people off? Is there infighting in the band when you've got 18 people in an orchestra? And how do you guys all get on the same page and say, this is our cause?
Wow. I'm going to first say, I guess I would very much hesitate to speak for anybody but myself and my experience with, you know, within Minor Mishap. And we've had some discussions around the Honk Texas Roundtable about this as well. But I think that you know, activism is one of those words that can become subjective or objective depending on, you know, your take on the word. Is it loaded with meaning for you? I think that a lot of the people that participate in Honk Fest West, in Honk Texas, in Pronk, down in New York, wherever, that are in these bands, look beyond the label. And so you can have this set of causes that's personal to you. You can have this set of causes that's personal to the band. You can have this set of causes that seems to be part of the larger fabric. And you know, that I would say first and foremost is probably just egalitarianism, that we're all this kind of equal basis, equal footing to start from. You can have those principles and I think not get trapped by the word activist mm-hmm. and fall prey to any, you know, kind of predisposed notions about that. And meanwhile, you know, have fun, whether you're carrying a very specific message or a broad message or a set of beliefs, or you're just looking beyond, you know, that at large and just being out there and making and creating music and having a wonderful time doing it.
Ken?
Yeah, I think... It's interesting because when a lot, as Mike says, a lot of people define activist differently. The way I define activist is as opposed to passive, active versus
yeah.
passive. And these are bands that they're taking an active role in their community. What that exactly means varies from group to group, mm-hmm. from person to person, but they're taking an active role in their community and they encourage other people to take an active role. Not only, you know, in their community, but also with respect to the music. The audiences are sort of engaged by the music. They're on, as I said, on street level. They're not up on a stage. So there's a push for being active, and that's what a lot of people would say if you talk about an activist street band.
Is there something specific about music that inspires that or energizes that? I mean, what is it about? I mean, you can be active in your society, in your community by going to a city council meeting.
Yeah.
You can be active by educating. You can be active by having a political discussion in a bar with somebody
right.
who's sitting there. You guys are doing it with music. Is there something specific about music that enables you to do it in a better or different way, or is it just who you are?
Yeah, I think it's the latter. It's you know, the people in the bands love to play music, and that's
yeah.
what they do. And they're utilizing that talent, that interest, that energy to be active in their community.
And I want to add, I mean, you know, music is moving the soul behind this, absolutely. And yet, for anybody out there who may think, well, shoot, I don't, you know, I'm not a formally trained musician, how would I ever participate? But it's absolutely not like that. I, for instance, you know, came across this 2 years ago with no formal musicianship behind me, and just falling in love and feeling my soul moving and following that movement, and you know. Wow, 2 years later, I'm sitting in a studio in Boston talking about it.
There you go. What do you play?
I'm a percussionist, and
cool.
at the moment, I'm playing Dumbek.
Excellent. And you can, you play...
I play saxophone.
There it is. So you can catch them both and a whole bunch of other bands. The 7th Annual Honk Festival officially kicking off tonight at Johnny D's, as Ken Field said, which is in Davis Square, and then it's going to go all through the weekend. Music in Davis Square, Harvard Square, all over the place. Keep your eyes and ears open. Of course, more information is available on our website. That's WGBHnews.org. Ken Field, one of the men behind Honk, and Mike Antares, one of the men participating in Honk. Thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for having us.
And there she is, the inimitable Callie Crossley, back in the studio here.
The real one. Well,
yeah, the actual real one. You look so much like me.
Yeah, I know. We're going to continue the local conversation with a look at the local news that went under the radar this week.
How do you find it? Do you sort of roam the streets of Boston with your local news radar, your local news detector?
Fortunately, I don't have to. There are great community papers and alternative presses that do all that work for me.
There's a good reminder from Callie Crossley to keep your eyes on those local papers. All right, I'm Edgar B. Herwick III.
I'm Callie Crossley. You're listening to Boston Public Radio.